News from campus matters to you.
And me.
And me.
And me.
And us.
So, weekdays at 5pm, URN brings you The Pulse. 1 hour of news stories that matter to you.
And me.
And me.
And
I think they get the point. The Pulse. Weekdays from 5.
Because the BBC don't care about the beer prices in Mooch.
That's right, you're listening to your Tuesday edition of The Pulse with me, Hermione, and I'm joined by Olivia, Matt and Catherine today, and we have some very special guests too, Bethan and Annabelle, who are here to talk to us about Nightline today. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
So do you want to just talk to us a bit about what Nightline is and what your kind of service runs? I think we know a bit about it here, but yeah, do you want to just outline what you do for us?
Yeah, so Nightline is for all students, basically, all across the country. And it's just a listening service. It's completely anonymous, non-judgmental, and we just speak to students who've got any problems.
So it's like on a voluntary basis?
Yeah, so Nightline is run completely by students, run for students, and it's all volunteer based.
So what kind of training like goes into doing it? Is there much training involved?
Yeah, so we do 2 training cycles a year, so we're just like halfway through one right now, so we've probably got about 60 new trainees.
Is that like quite a high number? That seems quite a lot.
Yeah,
it's very people are definitely very engaged and like to get involved.
I think there's a lot about it around campus. Like I've heard about it so much, like on Facebook as well. So I suppose the awareness is there.
It's working right as well.
Yeah, so like how can people get involved? You said you've started like training sessions already. And there are other ways that people can get involved in Nightline and the things that you do.
Yeah, so there will be another training cycle which will be taking on listening volunteers, and that will run next term. So if people want to get involved in the listening side of Nightline, they can do that. Me and Annabelle are the publicity volunteers this year, and we're always looking for people to get involved with our publicity events and our publicity campaigns. So if they want to do that, they can get in touch with us on Facebook on our publicity page.
So we're the people that go to Ocean dressed as Patch and that kind of thing, like making posters, and you'll see us at stores like the Welcome Fair and things.
So what kind of like publicity? I know you were talking to me about you're doing a fun run. What's that raising money for?
So it costs £5 to train a new volunteer and £10 to keep that volunteer across their time at university. So although we've obviously gotten very incredibly supportive SU, we're always looking for ways to raise money for the service, to maintain the consistent service that we do have, and obviously expand it any way we can as well.
And I suppose like it means that you can take on more volunteers.
Exactly.
You don't want to limit the number that you're able to take on.
Yeah, no, we always love getting new people involved. So so we are having a fun run, a superhero fun run on Sunday the 19th of November, and it costs £5 to enter. You can walk, run, jog,
dress up
and dress up.
What are you guys dressing up as, or are you dressing up?
We're actually not doing the fun run.
Oh,
we're,
no.
we're helping out that one, but
so we'll be wearing our Nightline stash, but hopefully lots of people will be dressing up,
so and anyone can do it. It's literally for anyone, so we hope to get lots of people to come.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I think it'll be a really fun event. People can come with their friends, dress up.
Yeah, don't have to run, you can walk.
Exactly, you can walk.
It's not too intense.
If you want to, and it's around campus.
It's not far,
is
it? Like, it's just, is it 5 kilometres?
5 kilometres around campus.
So you can just walk it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you said as well you've got an event coming up next week, an awareness event. Do you want to, what kind of things will be going on for that? What are you raising awareness for?
Yeah, so it's Nightline Awareness Week next week. So we've got a whole campaign about how you help your friends out. So we want people to get involved and tell us the little things they do to help friends out, whether that's like cooking dinner for a housemate who's upset, or just having a chat with someone, asking how their day's gone. So we want people to engage with that and really like tell us what they've been doing to help people out. Yes, we're going to be around campus all week doing a whiteboard campaign. We're going to Ocean.
We've got various things. We'll be in Portland quite a lot, and if people want to get involved, that'd be really fun. I think it's an important thing to talk about how you do support your friends. So if people want to tweet us about how they help their friends, or if they, we'd love for them to take a photo holding up
with the whiteboard.
Or even a piece of paper saying writing down a way in which they are there for their friends.
No, I think that sounds that'd be really nice. What kind of ways do you guys help your friends out?
I tend to help my mates out at home in my house by cooking dinner if they're a bit down, or just like having a bit of a chat.
I think that's always
them.
Helpful, isn't it? Or kind of doing the washing up.
Yeah.
Something like that, because I think a clean kitchen.
Yeah.
Clean mind. That's the way to do it. No, that's really, really interesting. I was wondering as well, just what kind of support is there for the listeners for Nightline? Because I expect maybe some of the calls you get in can kind of be a bit distressing, maybe, or a bit upsetting. Is there a kind of a support network in place So that if you do hear something upsetting and you just want to talk to someone about it, is there that support as well?
There's a very like strong support network within Nightline. So the callers always feel supported after a call if they found it difficult.
There are a lot of people within Nightline that you can talk to.
No, that's really good.
So yeah, that's something I think it's really important for people who are considering volunteering with us, maybe, that if that is something that someone's concerned about, there is such a good support system.
Yeah.
And obviously you make really good friends within Nightline as well, so they're always there for you. But obviously Nightline is like a confidential service, so we don't discuss calls, but there is definitely the support there.
Support. No, that's really, really good to hear, because I was interested in knowing that, because I was thinking, obviously, you're helping people, but then on the other end as well, sometimes it can be upsetting. So that's really, really good to hear. So have you got any other events planned at all? Like, you've got the awareness, or how do you kind of promote yourself throughout the year, I suppose?
Yeah, so we've got lots of posters around campus. And then we've got a Facebook page. We're quite active on that.
Yeah.
So on the nights out when people take pictures with Patch, they all get uploaded onto Facebook, so you can tag yourselves in them.
Yeah, we are in Ocean quite a lot.
Not sure how much
like
people
Ocean.
Know,
but that's the Big Bear.
They're gonna know
now.
Yeah. I had no idea that
the Big
was
Nightline. Bear is
so.
Nightline. No, yeah. People always say, "Oh, that's what Patch is," but yeah, no. Patch the Bear is with Nightline. Yeah. So we're at a lot of the welfare fairs that are coming up. We're going to be on Sutton Bonington next week. We're going to be in St Peter's Court next week as well, and we're going to be in the QMC the week after, I believe, at their welfare fair. So I think what's really nice about Nightline is that obviously across the university there are lots of groups like Healthy You, Student Minds. There's a lot of,
and kind of like
support systems
welfare,
there for students,
yeah.
And yeah, general welfare groups within societies as well. So Nightline this year is trying hard to engage with those groups.
Because I was wondering as well, I know that like the university counselling service, for example, is very oversubscribed. Would you suggest that Nightline's kind of not an alternative as such, but also a helping hand, because it's so oversubscribed, so you guys are there too, maybe?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're not, like, professionally trained counsellors or anything, so we can't really...
It's an ITA.
Yeah, but we are another, like, additional layer of support for students, really, just who are struggling or just literally who want to talk about anything, then they know they can ring us and just have a chat.
Yeah, I think that's what's really important. That's what we're trying to get across about Nightline, is that you don't only need to ring up if you are going through something that's really hard. You can ring up really if you just want to chat. You know, if you're stressed in the library and you kind of just want
to
break,
you
want someone to rant to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nightline is a service that's kind of there for anything you want to talk
so
about.
So, what
but
times
it is
it 24 hour or are there certain times when
so
you can call?
We're open 8 p.m. till 7. In the 7 p.m. till 8 a.m. got it the wrong way around there. And during exam period, we are open 24 hours as well. So,
oh no, that's really good to hear. Yeah. I know like, exam period is coming up.
It's
as
a big
well.
One for everyone, yeah. So, we are open 24 hours during that period.
So, I suppose, is that like a stress on the caller and the listeners as such? Like, you're open 24 hours, that must. There's a lot of manpower involved.
Yeah, well, you work out the shift like quite far in advance, really, so you can plan when you'll be doing
your
shift.
Yeah, you can plan really well around your week, yeah.
So you'll do like, a day shift or a night shift. So you wouldn't do like 24
hours. 24
hours
all of them. By the end, you'd just be so delirious. Yeah.
No, but our volunteer is absolutely amazing, and they're so engaged and so ready to step up if they need to. So, yeah, no, it's really good.
That sounds really good, and hopefully we'll see a lot of them at the fun run. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to mention?
I just mentioned the fun run again,
really.
promote it this Sunday. It will be lots of fun.
There's
and
some good prizes. The hint was in the name, actually.
There are some really good prizes available for things like best costume. So it's definitely going to be worth dressing up. We've got various tickets and things on up for grabs. And if you do want to get involved, it's £5 and tickets are available on the SU website. So just get your ticket and come along, really. Get all your friends to come. And we'll be meeting in the studio in Portland, and afterwards we'll be going to Mooch. So,
fair enough.
What better way to end the run?
I was just quickly going to talk about. I remember seeing at the start of term there was a video. I don't know if it was the SU who did it or Welfare and Sport who did it about like people crying and saying the last time they'd cried.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering kind of your views on that as such, because I think a lot of the time, a lot of what people were saying, it was kind of almost a positive time that they cried.
Mm.
And a lot of it was focused to do with men and men not showing their emotions as such, or showing them but not in a really sad way. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering your opinions on that and whether what you think we need to do, or whether the university's doing enough to kind of feel like people are supported.
Yeah, I think mental health is a big problem at unis. Like, a lot of people are going through things, and it's fine. Like,
it's a stressful
time. It's okay
time.
To be like that. I think we just want to put across that it's fine not to be okay, and like we're there to support students. And that campaign was really good, I think, to just show that not everyone's how you perceive them to be. Some people might be going through something you don't realise.
I think it's just
and also
important.
To be more aware, I suppose.
Yeah. I think in getting, I think the main thing is getting the conversation started, which I think that campaign was about, and that's quite about what ours is as well.
Yeah, so your campaign kind of follows on from that.
Yeah, so last year during Nightline Awareness Week, we ran a campaign about self-help and what you do to make yourself feel better, what you do to make yourself bring yourself up when you're feeling down. But I think this year we really wanted to focus on what people do to help their friends, because obviously at university you do make really good friends and make new friends, and you are there to support each other through hard times at university.
Yeah. And so, I suppose, like, living with each other as well.
Exactly, living with
you
new
are
people.
So aware of,
yeah,
and it's very important that you do form that connection so you're feeling comfortable within your own home, really.
Exactly.
Exactly. I think it's really, really important.
No, that's really good, because I can see that your campaign is kind of leading on from that. Yeah, do we have any?
Yeah, I've got one quick question. If people who are listening in right now do want to get in contact with Nightline, how would they go about doing that?
If they want to use the service,
yeah.
So we're available by a lot of different ways. So you can call in, obviously. You can also text, and you can instant message, which is a service that is available through our website. And I think you can even Skype as well if you want to. So,
yeah. So are all these like numbers that you need available?
They're
on
all on
website?
Our website. Yeah. So if people...
and I think on the back of your student cards, the Nightline
number. We've got our number on the back of the student card.
Oh, really?
Card, yeah. But if they want to see... Yeah, it's on the back of the student card. So if people do want to... access it, or if they want to have a look at more at what we offer, our website's got all that information and all the numbers on there, so they just sort of look at Nottingham Nightline's website. All the numbers are on there. I think also a lot of people don't know, but Nightline's an information service as well, so if you did want information, a number that you needed or anything like that, you can give Nightline a call for that.
That's really useful to know, because I didn't know you offered that service as well.
Yeah, so if you need a number in the university or something, we can offer that. So
no, that's perfect. Thanks so much for coming in, guys. You've given us so much information there.
That's right. Thank you.
I think you've educated
us
all. Thanks so much for coming in. I hope it's been really lovely speaking to you.
This is URN.